Morning again. Let's come to order and we'll go back on the record. I'm Commissioner Dan Clodfelder, and I have been assigned by the chairman to preside during this proceeding. With me this morning are Chairman Finley and Commissioners Brown, Bland, Dockham, Patterson, Gray, and Mitchell. I call for hearing now docket number E2 sub 1175, which is titled In the Matter of Application of Duke Energy Progress LLC for Approval of Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Portfolio Standard Cost Recovery Rider pursuant to NC General Statute 62-133.8 and Commission Rule R8-67. I think we need a longer title, I think. In compliance with the requirements of the State Government Ethics Act, I will remind all the commissioners of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest, and at this time we'll inquire whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to this docket. The record will reflect that no commissioner identified any conflicts in this matter. On June 20, 2018, Duke Energy Progress, hereafter referred to as Progress, filed its annual application for approval of Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Portfolio Standard Cost Recovery Rider and its 2017 compliance report pursuant to Commission Rule R867, along with written direct testimonies and exhibits of Megan W. Jennings, consisting of 29 pages of direct testimony and 10 exhibits, five of which were marked with confidential contents, and the testimony of Veronica Williams, consisting of 16 pages of direct testimony and five exhibits, three of which contain confidential material. On July 2, 2018, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearing for this time and place, establishing discovery guidelines and setting deadlines for the parties to file their testimony, and requiring the applicant to publish notice of the hearing. Participation in this docket by the Utilities Commission public staff is recognized pursuant to General Statute 62-15. Upon separate motions, the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association and the Carolina Utility Customers Association have moved to intervene and were allowed to intervene as parties in this proceeding by separate commission orders. Ms. Hicks, I know you're here, but you did not file on behalf of Siegfried II a motion to intervene in this particular docket, correct? Correct. Thanks. On August 29, 2018, the public staff filed the affidavits of Jay Lucas, consisting of six pages, including an Appendix A, and the affidavit of Michelle Boswell, consisting of four pages and an Appendix A. On September 13, 2018, Progress filed affidavits of publication evidencing newspaper publication of the public notice of today's hearing in this matter. On September 13, 2018, the Commission issued an order granting the motion by Progress to excuse witnesses from attending this evidentiary hearing and the motion to receive their testimony, exhibits, work papers, and affidavits into evidence at the hearing. With that procedural history, I'll call on counsel for the parties to make their appearances for the record now, beginning with the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Commission, Robert Kaler, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Kendrick Fentress, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Robert Page, appearing on behalf of the Carolina Utility Customers Association.
Good morning, I'm Tim Gosch with the public staff. We represent the Union and Consuming Company.
Ben Smith with the North Carolina Sustainable Energy
Association. Thank you. Are there any preliminary procedural matters we need to address?
None from the company.
Yes, sir.
Okay, if not, Mr. Dodge, have you identified any public witnesses who have present to testify in this particular docket?
We have not identified any public witnesses.
Let me ask generally of the audience, is there anyone here present this morning who desires to preside testimony as a public witness in this proceeding? Let the record reflect that no one came forward to present testimony. With that, we'll turn the matter over to the applicant.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, as you just indicated, the parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of all the witnesses who have pre-filed testimony in this docket and have asked that their pre-filed testimony be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that their exhibits, which have been pre-marked, also be entered into evidence. With that, I would like to move through the witnesses and enter their testimony into
the
record.
You may do so.
I will start with Veronica Williams. I would move that Veronica Williams' direct testimony filed June 20th, 2018, consisting of 16 pages be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that the five exhibits to her direct testimony be admitted as evidence.
Without objection, that motion is granted, and assume the confidential designations will remain in the record as well.
That's correct. Thank
right,
you.
Thank you.
We would also move that the direct testimony of Megan Jennings, also filed June 20th, 2018, consisting of 29 pages, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that her exhibits 1 through 10 be admitted as evidence.
Without objection, it'll be so ordered, and including, again, the confidentiality designations.
That's correct. Thank
correct.
You. And finally, I would move that the company's application, also filed June 20th, 2018 in this docket, be admitted as evidence into the record.
You'll be so ordered.
Thank you. That is all from the company.
Okay, fine. Mr. Dodge?
Commissioner Klodfelter, the public staff requests that the pre-filed affidavits of public staff witness Jay Lucas, consisting of 6 pages and a 1-page appendix, and the affidavit of Michelle Boswell, consisting of 4 pages and a 2-page appendix, also be entered into evidence as if given orally from the stand.
Any objection from any party? If not, the motion will be granted, and those will be admitted into evidence. Anything further, Mr. Dodge?
Nothing further. Thank
okay.
you.
Anything from the interveners? Okay. Anything else we need to address in the record? Same 30-day proposed orders as in the prior docket. Is that agreeable?
Yes, sir.
It is
okay.
agreeable to the company.
If there is nothing further, then we will close the record at this time, and the hearing is concluded. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.